5 o'clock in the morning. I woke up. A little bit before 4 a.m. with some thoughts in my mind that I want to record. And I don't know. Usually these recordings I make here are private. And although they're available on the internet, they're kind of, I don't know, not hidden, but certainly don't advertise them. There was a fella, some BYU professor, and I don't know if his, I don't know what his specialty was, probably family life, something like that, and he had done this table that he was showing around and doing some presentations on. And it was about, I guess it was statistical. And I'm not really one for statistics particularly. But it was that it's better to be happily alone than to be unhappily married. You know, it's, I guess it's one of those quadrant charts, right? Happiness, happiness done against, marital status. No, I'm sure he had done, he had interviewed a lot of people about their lives. And I'm sure that there were far more people, far more single people in the happy quadrant and there were quite a few people, married people, in the unhappy quadrant. I disagree with this assumption. I think unmarried people don't know what they're missing with not being married. And I think far too many married people neglect to see the value and the joy that could be theirs in their marriage. And that has more to say about those things than about the number of, quote, happy marriages. I'm talking, I think, predominantly to my children. who surely must be concerned or even frightened by the risk of marrying badly. And I think there are some bad marriages. Although I think at the heart of the vast majority of what would be considered bad marriages is a lack of devotion to your spouse. Forgetting why you married them in the first place is usually a good start to having a bad marriage. Of course, if you marry based on solely on infatuation or or worshiping at the altar of the groin, which I'm sorry is the absolute purview of sexual deviancy. If you're going a lot, and you're staring at beefcake posters, whether you're a man or a woman, if you're staring at half-naked people and getting your jollies off of that and making that the standard to which you make companionship choices, oh, you are starting down the road of not just having a bad marriage, but having an extremely sad life. If you have posters up like that, if you have pictures of that, if you view pornography, it's gonna screw you up. Don't do it. Have I had problems with this? Yes. I'm not here to say I'm perfect. I'm here to tell you what I've learned. No greater joy, and I'm a guy that struggles with joy and struggles with happiness. I think all of you know that to the nth degree. But as I have sacrificed for your mom, as I've tried to put her ahead of myself, I have gotten unspeakable joy. Now, this isn't saying that your mom's all that fantastic either, as a person. I'm not going to dwell on that. She will probably, you can ask her what she thinks her flaws are, and I'm sure she can give you a laundry list. I won't do it. Not my job. All I can tell you is this lazy bum, me, going back and forth to work at ungodly hours. Making money. Trying to give Mom the better life that she always wanted. And she was predominantly denied. Pretty much because of me. Those for the joyous moments, the happy moments of my life is when I know that I've contributed to her happiness. My sacrifices have not been totally lost to her. She said so. And I believe her. Mostly. And so when it comes to that weird quadrant chart of happiness compared with marriage, I hope you wouldn't be thinking about that and saying, I would rather not take that risk of marrying badly. I don't think anybody particularly marries well. We always make our choice based on bizarre hopes and desires and, well, frankly, everything. From the bottom of my heart, I want you to take that chance. I want you to marry. Don't get so caught up in marrying somebody really impressive. I was impressed by your mom, but I was comparing her to me, who was not impressive at all. Do you know that all of you now, all of my children, are older than I was when I got married? I got married when I was 21 years old. And Mom pretty much picked me. I don't know why she picked me. Both of my parents expressed incredulity that anybody would be the least bit interested in marrying me. I was a young adult. I didn't know any better. You can ask Mom what she saw in me, and it wasn't much. Lisa's parents, your mom's parents, never thought anything of me. I don't think they ever gave a minute's good thought of me. Didn't like me particularly. And I'm not saying that wasn't logical. It's just like that quadrant chart, you know. It's better to be happily single than to be unhappily married. And that's, I'm sorry, you could do an awful lot about your attitude about your marriage. If you serve your spouse, if you put effort into serving your spouse and trying to give them, help them with what they want, trying to give them happy circumstances. It's going to contribute to making both of you happier. There's a lot of tough circumstances. Some of you have brought that up. Shayna, most poignantly, because she's really poo-pooing, I don't know, me. But your mom loves me. I don't get it sometimes, but that's okay. It makes me happy. It makes me feel good. She loves me. I don't think I've got much about me that's worth loving. But she does. And let me tell you, the feeling is mutual. I just adore your mother. Do I look past, or do I ignore some of her faults? Yeah! But I think that's the basis of a good marriage. You're not going to get somebody perfect. Especially when you're young, for Pete's sake. I would be absolutely nothing without your mother. She gave me, she demanded a better person than I was. And I needed to step up to that. My plans for after my mission, when I was a young fella with no marriage prospects at all, come on, I had no marriage prospects, zero. Were sad and empty. I was going to go and just put up a tent out on the ranch, and I was just going to sit there, maybe write. Didn't know what on earth I was going to write about. And you guys know that I get not much fulfillment from work. I don't understand the people that say they get a lot of fulfillment from their work. I'm not gonna sit there and say they're lying to themselves, although they might be. So you know I don't get any kind of fulfillment from that particularly. I mean, it's better than nothing. But can I tell you, and my advice all the time, marry somebody, and then have children. Each one of you guys are here because your mother and I did not listen to the voices that tell you not to marry, that tell you not to have children. I don't care how logical their arguments sound. Don't listen to them. They are not. They're not helpful. I'm not telling you to marry just just anybody, please don't marry somebody who already gives every indication that they're going to be abusive of you. Please don't do that to yourself. But there's so many people that aren't like that. Now, they may be very quiet. They may be very, very backward. I would advise you to talk to your cousin my niece, who my dad and Grandma Kay adopted, Megan Cooper, the former Megan Devereaux, the former Megan Stout. Or whatever her name was before. I would suggest to you to talk to her. Her husband, and I forget his name. I'm not even going to try because I'll embarrass him. And he's a good guy. He is a quiet guy. That is Megan's second marriage. And he is, her first marriage was to a guy who gave every indication of being very successful. I think he was a dentist. And it didn't go well. Pornography. And it destroyed their marriage. He wasn't willing to give it up for her. To devote his life to her. He was spending too much time looking at pictures of, frankly, better looking people. More attractive people. Although I've got to say, I'm sorry. Megan is terminally cute. Anyway, her second marriage, I don't know if anybody thought much of the kid. He was just this quiet cowboy fella. I don't think he's a very social type. Almost the exact opposite of her first husband. Anyway, you might get in touch with her and ask her about how she chose her second husband. They've been married for a long time, had several kids, and don't be afraid of wallflowers. Don't be afraid. Let me tell you, if your mother had been bushy about having a relationship with me, it probably never would have happened. I didn't think I was decent marriage material. It was God and Ma who kind of pushed through the fact that I got married in the first place. And I am so deliriously. Now, sure, do I forget it a lot? Yes. But I can tell you, I am deliriously happy. And I can only think how depressed and suicidal, probably, I would have been had I not met her. And I'm not saying it's been an easy time. married, my children. Get married. Marry and have children. Don't get caught up in the weird silliness of our day. Almost all the advice you will get from society and from culture is wrong. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. Listen to your mother. Talk to my father. If you want to, you can talk to my mother. I have no idea what she'll say. I wish you could talk to more to my grandparents on both sides. Now they're all gone. I wish you would have gotten a chance to know and to ask them their thoughts on this. I have no idea what they would say. All of them had interesting marriages. All of them. None of them model marriages. Can I say that? But I wish you could have had the chance to talk to them, because I think they would have told you valuable things. Get married. Don't just pick somebody at random. Make it the central preoccupation of your life is marrying someone. Make sure that, I am so blessed that your mother and I have the same spiritual, religious background. Me and Mom do not see eye to eye, particularly in politics, for instance. Lately, I've mostly been voting with your mom. I don't want to cancel out her vote. And we talk about it. And she typically just decides what she wants to do, and I'm like, well, okay, fine. Because my marriage to her and being united with her is more important than whatever I feel myself. There's all kinds of marriages out there. I think there's all kinds of basically happy marriages. I think me and Mom's marriage, please ask her. Please ask her and give her opinion of it. I think ours is basically a happy marriage. And like I said, it's kind of gross to look at sometimes, the really almost blind puppy dog love I have for your mother. My greatest happiness comes from the fact that she doesn't she doesn't take too much advantage of it. She can really make my life miserable, ignoring me and saying it's all about her, and I would go along. She doesn't do that, or if you guys think otherwise, it's always been a good trade-off for me. Yes. I advise you to put finding a person to marry, and I'm not telling you not to be choosy, but I'm telling you not just to look in the traditional places. Please don't watch much on YouTube and TikTok for people who give you advice. It's all predominantly terrible advice. And a lot of very narcissistic, it's all about me sorts of people. These are wretched people to begin with. So don't listen to them. They are going to lead you to the horrible place that they live in. Don't do it. Don't wait around for Prince Charming or I don't know what to say for what kind of woman you need to wait for. Stay away from narcissistic women if you're one of my sons. And Shayna, you don't count. That way. Tough luck. Yeah. Talk to Megan about her second marriage and what she was looking for. I hope she was looking more for dogged loyalty and, you know what, honestly, for women, I think you need to look for somebody who's willing to work. Nothing tougher in our marriage than me being kind of a lazy bum. And you'd go, you know, like I said, I think I'm the laziest workaholic that's ever been. You know, I get up at 3 a.m, and what do? Start going into work. Work-life balance? I don't even know what you're talking about. My life is composed of work. And when I don't work, I'd rather just curl up into a ball and just, you know, deal with work, you know. Anyway, I'm not saying I'm that great of a husband, but I try to take care of your mom. And every time I do, it comes back to me in joy and happiness to a great degree. So, I just can't but keep saying it. I don't want to just keep saying it over and over and over again ad nauseum. That's just tiring. Please don't listen to other people. Please please put aside your basic timidity and fear of what could happen. When you get married, pour yourself into it. Pour yourself into your spouse. Your biggest thing, your biggest idea should be, will this person treat me well? Will they be kind to me? Will they put themselves, you, ahead of themselves? Now, you can't always know that, but that should probably be your biggest criteria. All the stuff is all fine. If you have that too, great. Please do not be ruled by that. All of the deviancy, LGBTQ stuff is all, don't get caught up in that. Do not get caught up in that. I don't think my niece, sister, Megan, the second time around, I don't think she got caught up with much of that. That was all spent on her first husband, who had all of the really wonderful attributes, you know, handsome, driven, already kind of looking successful. All that stuff. And, boy, he didn't give a what about her. Ultimately, when it came down to it, he wasn't going to make the needed sacrifice to make her happy. And that's the saddest truth of the whole thing. And that's what destroyed that marriage. And they had a kid out of it. Megan's oldest son is the product of her first marriage. I don't know how that goes. I don't know how that complicates things. But you know what? They tried. At least she tried. And the blessing for her trying it, I think, was her second marriage. And I don't know how much her criteria changed. I really don't. But you might want to consult with her and ask her whatever questions you have. Don't give up on marriage. Just don't. Don't do it. Don't give up the search. No matter how old you get, and you say, well, I don't have very good pickings, and you go, well, yeah. The captain of the football team is gone, if that was what you were hoping for. Or the head cheerleader that you you had wet dreams over as a teenager, she's probably gone. Don't be afraid of the homely one. Don't be afraid of the quiet one. The one that doesn't seem very, that you wouldn't have expected the first time around. I'm not saying these people are all that great. I don't know. I don't think I was that great of a choice. I don't know what your mother saw in me that she chose me. I really don't. But I'm glad she did. Oh, my goodness gracious, I am so happy. And you often forget that as you're going along. I want you to know how important these things are. These are the reasons why there is an earth in the first place. It's the reason why there is an earth life. If you neglect to get to this, you've skipped what gives life real meaning. I've got interesting kids. You guys know that. Am I glad that Mom and I got married and that we produced you guys? Am I glad? I am. In fact, I'm so glad of it when I think of my children and their happiness and what will do amazing things for them and give them the kind of meaning and fulfillment that I hope for everyone. That's why I say, get married. Have children. I mean, you can be scared. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to pass on my autistic genes. And you go, well, maybe. And you might have a Matt or a Shayna or a Sam or a Caleb or a Brenna or a Josh. Whether you think these things are good or bad or wonderful or tricky, you know what? Do it. Take the chance. Take the chance. It's worth more than it's worth more than anything else. Can I tell you? Pour yourself into your spouse. Do whatever you can to make that relationship work. That's the primary relationship. To have children is to raise them to be good adults. And I'm sorry, to do the same thing, to get married and to have children. I hearken back to one of the things that I wrote about quite a little while ago. About mostly the gay men, telling them basically, you know what? I think you can love somebody of the opposite gender. I think that's doable, even though you might not go about it. I'm sitting here at the gate to get into work, so I'm going to be quiet here for a minute. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just hope doesn't get. I'm glad you got a good cooler here.
I know.
Hope it comes in handy later.
Thank you.
Thank you. See ya. Always be nice to these folks. These are young kids that. Went into the military for whatever reason. These security police. It can't be the most fun job. especially in the heat. It's a beautiful morning, but I know it's going to get up to 109 today. Oh, it's going to be horrible. The nice thing about the desert is it will cool off. Now, it may not cool off until 7 in the morning, but it cools off, and it's nice. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to share this recording with you or I'm going to try to write about it, but the whole thing, I'm sorry. I was writing to gay men, and I'm sorry, this was before I gave much thought to any of my children going in that kind of direction. This was before Shayna decided to go transgender. So it isn't affected by that at all. But it was, you can have marriage and family too, but devote yourself to it. Quit sitting there and staring at your navel or at your gonads, waiting to feel all infatuated with somebody or something. Find somebody nice who will be nice to you. And if you need me to, I'll be happy to talk to them for you, either before or after you're married, and say, you need to put your spouse ahead of yourself. If you put your spouse ahead of yourself, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a good marriage that can work out. Well, and your children will basically be happy, as happy as they can be. And you know that. I struggle with happiness so much. It's really it's depressing. But hang in there. Hang in there, guys. There are going to be good times. Look forward to them. Try to make them that way. Heck, take your spouse to the movies. I found out that taking your mom to the movies, to movies she is interested in seeing. Really helps a lot. Getting her flowers at unexpected moments. Now, she doesn't want flowers right now because she wants to save all the money for our upcoming trip to Scotland and Ireland. And Mom has really become attached to this trip. I really hope it is everything she hopes for. It was kind of a Sunday afternoon whim that I even looked it up. And she went, well, that sounds like that could be fun. So it's like, well, then let's do it. And it's stuff like that. And let me tell you, get rid of navel staring. Almost everything bad about the LGBTQ lifestyle, narcissism, which is a separate thing. Although there, a whole lot of those people are very narcissistic. Pornography, anything that gets between you and your spouse and your future spouse, get rid of it. get rid of it. It's really a waste of life. Don't court it. Don't think about it. Don't listen to or read from people who try to convince you that this is the road to happiness. It is not. Don't do it. If you think that's happiness, I will tell you, you don't know what happiness even smells like. Because, oh my gosh. For a guy who doesn't get a lot of happiness, I know it when I see it and when I feel it. And it always comes from my relationship with your mother. Oh, I got to pack up and get the heck out of here. Okay. That's all I got to say. Talk to you later.